Drag me down. Hey, you're listening to The Perfumed Garden on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with me here tonight. We ended that set with Spice in Love. That was a single from 1968, and that was a British band that eventually became Uriah Heep. Ken Hensley's in that band, who was also in The Gods and Tofat. Before that, Los Jolies, Sueño Psicodélico, from their album of the same name. That was a band out of Peru. Before that, Toby Twirl, Romeo and Juliet. It's a single from 68, and it is a garden favorite around here. Before that, The Clouds, Make No Bones About It. That was a single from 69. And then Giles, Giles, and Fripp, Erudite Eyes, from the cheerful insanity of Giles, Giles, and Fripp. And that is the same Robert Fripp in that band before King Crimson. Before that, Focal Point, Tales from the GPO Files, from a compilation called First Bite of the Apple, and it was originally recorded in 67. Apparently, that band saw Paul McCartney walking his dog in Hyde Park, and they went up to him and convinced him to introduce the band to Brian Epstein, who signed them and gave them their name. Before that, Cashman, Pastilli, and Wes, Sunday Will Never Be the Same, from Bound to Happen. That is the original version of the song, and I was unaware of that. There's actually a really cool story behind that song. It was recorded as a demo, and the band took it to Lou Adler, who was at Dunhill. The band wanted the Mamas and Papas to record this song, and Lou Adler was a big fan of it, but John Phillips rejected it because he wanted to write his own songs. So they took it to the Left Bank, they sent it over to them, and they also rejected the song. So they took it to Jerry Ross over at Mercury, and they wanted Keith and Jane the Techniques to see if they wanted to record it, and they both said no. So Jerry Ross said, "Has anybody else heard this song?" And they said, "Well, yeah, Lou Adler and the Mamas and Papas and the Left Bank." And he's like, "Well, don't let anybody else hear it." And so he played them a demo from Spanky and Our Gang with all the great harmonies that they would do. And so Spanky and the Gang recorded it because Jerry Ross liked it so much. So, just goes to show, don't give up. Eventually somebody will record your song. But their version is really beautiful. I almost like it better than Spanky's version. Before that, we heard a Dallas group called Southwest FOB, Freight on Board, with Bells of Baytown from Smell of Incense. Before that, The Fox, Mr. Carpenter. That was one of their very early singles from 1968 before they recorded their album, For Fox's Sake. Before that, The Flowerpot Men, Blow Away from A Walk in the Sky. That is another compilation of greatest hits from them. That was a really cool band. They were created in the studio by the songwriters, John Carter and Ken Lewis, who were also songwriters for the Ivy League. But the Flowerpot Men, they were backup vocalists for The Who and Sagittarius. They sang on My World Fell Down. So they were like a test tube studio creation that actually worked out pretty well. Before that, a band from Scotland, Anduella's Dream, with Anduella from Love and Poetry. Before that, Tom Rush, Urge for Going from The Circle Game. Before that, The Hollies, Heading for a Fall from Evolution. Then The Crying Shames, It Could Be We're in Love from A Scratch in the Sky. Before that, The Aardvarks, Girl on a Bike from Bargain. That's another cool little compilation. Then Tony and Terry with some serious 5 o'clock world vibes on I Want You, which was a Mercury single from 65. And we started off the set with Keith, In and Out of Love, on Frank Zappa's Discreet label. Alright, we are now in the third set here, so let's get things started off with the Peppermint Trolley Company. Thank you so much for tuning in and being here tonight. You are very groovy.
Beautiful sun, linger fades away. Red like sheep lose themselves in the herd. And that thought seems so totally absurd. City world decay, red like sheep lose themselves in the herd, and the thought seems so totally absurd. People, why haven't you got the word?
Escape. vice is closing nicely on a trap of hate.
All the sweet play.
You got me in a corner and you're moving in to try to leave me helpless with a proven sin. You didn't make a move you should have made before, and now you say that all is fair in love and war.
Inside a squeeze play,
squeeze play,
squeeze play.
Just to get me in a squeeze.
Love me just to get me in a squeeze.
Love me just to get me in a squeeze.
Squeeze play,
oh no.
Love me just to get me in a squeeze.
The magic current in my mind begins to finally show me blindly where I've really been. Said I
thank you.
I guess I'll have to take the blame. In tragic times you can't explain. In these times no rainbow colors shine. Did you know there is a plan that's handed down from man to man? After rain when rainbow colors shine. That they might be passed by after rain when rainbow colors shine. I have seen at last tonight another hand that lights the light after rain as rainbow colors shine.
Carry, carry. life is warm enough to share.
wait before we cry. Stay, stay another season. Wait, wait before we cry. The wrong is outside us.
Let yourself go another time. Let yourself.
Sitting there in his underwear.
Oh my.
train stands a peaceful gent with his mind for rent. Give him a chair and he'll sing of scars wrapped in candy bars. Hold my hand, close your eyes, step
all my creatures, then print them again. All who find time to look through their hair see only collages of me standing there. Ooh, I stop short of reading my name on the wall. The name I was given is not mine at all. Run from your corners and smack into walls. Your one point of view just has no view at all. Stand up and brag to your neighbor, I'm free. But what does it matter, they're deaf and can't see. Distinctive statements, good friends. Print out my features, then print them again. Ooh, signs on theaters invite you to see a colorless movie that's featuring me.
People and apple cider. A wild song. Once again, gentlemen, if I may, could we introduce you individually and then we'll do a little talking?
Okay. Jeff.
Jeff?
Denny.
Denny in the back.
Gene.
Gene over here.
Robbie.
Robbie?
Albert.
Albert. You're sharing the honors of getting buried behind every time today. Usually it's only the drummer. 23 states, where did your travels take you?
They took us as far north as Nova Scotia, as far south as Miami and Mississippi, New Orleans.
What's Nova Scotia like?
It's an island.
I've never been there. Is it cold in the summertime?
No, it's pretty good. It's there, that's all.
Do you find that audiences in Nova Scotia vary or differ, say, from people in Miami?
Not too much. They're all doing about the same things. It's just pretty well spread around now.
All right, a fella asked me a question the other day in Dallas that I couldn't answer. He runs a place there called the Tarantula, and he said, "Where's the music going?" And I said, "Gee, I don't know." I gave him my impression. I'm sure he didn't agree with me. What's going to happen in popular music in the year 1969? You're an oracle now. You're going to cover everything and tell us all. Anybody have any ideas?
Yeah, I think music from cartoons is going to be the thing.
You gotta get out. Gotta die here. Let me do, if I may, pull one of the songs out of the new album, which is called what, by the way?
Crying Shoes.
That isn't the name of the album.
No, it's the album's I Love You.
Oh, I kind of figured that, but this is Crying Shoes side. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time. People!
Color her your favorite shade of yellow, pink, and brown. Pink. no parade inside. Tick tock, time comes and then it's gone. Tick tock, in the end it's faced alone. Paint a lady dressed up in the finest sequin gown. Color her your favorite shade of yellow, pink and brown. Paint a lady, give her strands of tinsel all her own. Then you will not have to go on living life alone.
Look back, can't turn around, can't Ever.
All right, well, the time has come to close the garden gates for this week, but before we say our goodbyes, let me tell you what you just heard. We ended that set with Friend and Lover, Ode to a Dandelion from Reach Out of the Darkness. That was a husband and wife duo, and their big hit, Reach Out of the Darkness, was inspired by a New York City love-in. Before that, Federal Duck with Peace in My Mind from their self-titled album. That was a band out of Pennsylvania. Before that, the Spiffies, Just Ask the Lonely from the U.S. Naval Academy. And it's not on a label. It has to be some kind of private pressing. I don't really know how that works. I need to get educated on that. If you don't have a label producing your material, how did you do that when there was no internet? Interesting. Anyway, that was a cool cover of that song, and the album is really, really good. Before that, Susan Christie, Paint a Lady from her album of the same name. That was another husband and wife type duo, except I don't think Susan Christie was married to John Hill, but they did write and make a lot of music together. Paint a Lady was one of their projects that they did for ABC, but only three pressings were done, and they were really disappointed, but they saved the three copies and all of the master tapes, and later on it got reissued in the early 2000s. They didn't make any more music after that, though, and Susan Christie actually went on to sing for jingles and commercials. Before that, People, Crying Shoes from I Love You. That was a cool band out of San Jose, and it's too bad because I feel like they really had a lot of talent, but almost all the members became Scientologists, and the only two members that didn't become Scientologists were considered suppressive people, and so they were kicked out of the band, and it just fell apart because of Scientology, I guess, which is too bad. But that was from their first album that was released in 68. Before that, we heard Dick Clark interviewing the band on American Bandstand. And then we heard another tune from People called Ashes of Me from the same album from 68. Their second album is really worth checking out as well. It's called Both Sides of People. But yeah, so much for free love and loving everybody and all that. It's just a shame, really. Before that, we heard a band of New York called The Rainbow Press with Step Aboard from There's a War On. Before that, a sister duo, Wendy and Bonnie, Let Yourself Go Another Time from Genesis. That album was actually produced by Gary McFarland, who owned this label called Sky, along with some other major musicians like Gabor Szabo and Cal Jader, who is also Wendy and Bonnie's godfather. Can you believe that? The connections. Anyway, they were a band out of California. Cal Jader heard some of their demos that they were recording just at home, and he got them on the label, but they later sang background vocals on a couple of Cal Jader's albums, so that was pretty cool. Even though they only made one album, it was a really good one. Yeah, definitely check that one out. Before that, The Free Design with Stay Another Season from Kites Are Fun. Then Beast, Listen from their self-titled album. A really unexpectedly good band out of Colorado who actually got to open for The Who in 68. But other than that, I really don't know very much about them. I think they made two albums, and they are both really good. I say that a lot, but all of it's really good. Okay, we also heard from Passing Clouds, Take the Blame, from Hawks and Doves. Then The Pyramid, Summer Evening. That was a single from 67. One of their singers was Ian McDonald, who joined the Fairport Convention after he changed his name to Ian Matthews. But those harmonies are just too good not to play. Definitely a favorite. Before that, The Circle, Squeeze Play from The Minx. And that's a movie I have not seen, but the soundtrack is really banging, so I guess I need to put that on my list. And we started off the set with the Peppermint Trolley Company, Beautiful Sun, from their self-titled album. That was on ACTA, and they did several singles for that label. But the band eventually left that label. I'm not sure why. Maybe they were paying more attention to the American breed and they kind of schleffed these guys off. But that was a band that consisted of two brothers, Jimmy and Danny Farriger, and their pals. And they only made one album. But after they left ACTA, they went on to form this group called Bones. But that eventually broke up too, and the brothers went on to make music on their own. But they were on a bunch of TV shows like The Beverly Hillbillies and Mannix, and they actually recorded a version of the Brady Bunch's theme song. It was for their first episode, but I think the TV show replaced their vocals with somebody else's, but the instrumentation was theirs, so that's pretty cool. I think that's all the little factoids I have about that band, but it's definitely one of the best. All right, well, time flies when you're having fun, so thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I will see you in the next one. Stay safe out there. Peace and love. Peace and love.
On the beachfront city at midnight. see you in the courtyard of the stars.
Greetings and salutations, beloved listeners. This is Owl Sun, the Night Owl. This cloudy, damp night. Misdemeanor, a haiku. New dampened springtime. Federal misdemeanor. On the Washington. Onward, fellow travelers.
Gonna make a pretty woman, gonna make them jump and shout.